Rape and mental health issues are things from everyday life. The book Speak by Laurie Hertz Anderson addresses these issues in the form of a high school story about Melinda Sordino. Her parents don't have a strong bond with her, and she has few friends at school. In the course of the story, she explains why she no longer has friends. The reason was that she called the police at a party with her friends because she was actually abused there, and now nobody likes her anymore because she called the police. In the course of the book, she wants to face these problems but often falls back into old patterns, and she often makes no steps forward. Did three of us, Matti, Vincent and I, have all read the book, and I want to give you our opinion about it. Maybe some of you have considered buying the book and may change your mind after listening to our podcast. And with that, we welcome you to our podcast. Hello, to the start of with a first assessment of the book from Vincent. You can start now.
I also think that sensitive topics are not talked about often enough. Exactly such a topic, and with that I mean rape, is steered within the book Speak. At first I have to admit that the book wasn't that impressing as I thought it would be. Usually I don't like to read, especially not when I have to. But when it comes to exciting topics like in Speak, I like reading a little bit more.
Vincent, I agree with you. I also do not like to read when I have to. But with such topics, it is a little easier. In my opinion, is the book not that good. At the beginning, I thought it was cool to read a book about a contemporary problem. But now I think the author has made the book boring with unnecessary extensions. Besides, these unnecessary prolongations have slightly ridiculed the theme of the book, which is a very serious one, with rape. The whole story was told in the last chapters of the book. Melinda also had a real character development there.
But one thing that is really good about the book is that Melinda's story is told in first-person perspective, so you get to know exactly what she feels during the course of the book. I think that's what the author wanted, because you wouldn't be able to relate to Melinda if the writer of the book chose another perspective. People like Melinda, who are depressed, tell their story more different than someone else who would just repeat the story from another perspective.
The character Melinda is well written, at the same time that it's why she's my favorite character in the book. But all the other characters in the book seem very flat and not well fleshed out, because you don't go into their backstory very much. The story felt very real, as many intimate details were revealed by the main character, and it felt very real. My favorite part was the part where she was raped, not because I approve of the rape, but because it is pretty much the only exciting chapter in the book. To build on what I was just talking about, the book is very boring, which is why I can't recommend it. The book has not triggered any feelings in me that would then also build on it in the story. In each and every long stories about everyday school life, which should only fill the book with, would be an example of this. What happens at the end with David Petrakis, the secret love of Melinda? Nothing. Why do they build such a long story on that in the book?
But the book isn't totally bad. It's nice to see how Melinda can talk about all the things that have happened and come to terms with them. I also believe that this book is meant to convey that talking about such things as rape can only help, and no one is judging you in any way.
Yes, Matti, in this point you are right, but you also have to say that sometimes the chapters are not very interesting and everything is the same over chapter. For example, there are a lot of chapters about Melinda just drawing her tree, so the book sometimes can get very, very boring. I think I can say for all the three of us that even though we were a little bit struggling to finish reading the book, Speak was a well-written book, and it showed us in an interesting way how a depressed person feels. All in all, the book handled the subject very well, and there should be more books like Speak, since there are more people who have had something like Melinda happen to them, or more persons who are depressed than you think.
I just wanted to say that Speak was good, but the author told the whole story in the last 20 chapters, and the 70 chapters before that weren't that good. I understand that the author wanted that Melinda has some character development, but she has no character development in that 70 chapters. It just was long. Just in the last chapters, she wants to be strong, but in the other 70 chapters, she is just depressed. But Speak isn't totally bad. It has a nice story, but is too long. Would the book be like the last 20 chapters? It would be really nice.
In the end, I can say that I don't like the book very much because it leaves many gaps for improvement and is also unnecessarily verbose. Therefore, I would not recommend the book. In school grades, I would give the book a 4-.
I also think that the book wasn't that good because Melinda, like Flori said, is the only good character and the others lack in something. I would give the book in school grades a 3-.
If you would ask me how I would rate the book, I would probably rate the book a little bit better than the other two. Because on the one hand, you have to say the book is very boring and it feels like you are reading more pages than you actually read. But on the other hand, you have to say that the R4 handles a sensitive topic very well and informates the reader good about it.
That was our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and goodbye.
Goodbye.